Now.
Okay, perfect. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Before I begin, I just want to say and give a shout out to David and Anka for putting on this conference. And thank you for hosting it and for inviting me again. Today, you and I are going to talk about how easy or how simple it will be for you to trade more effectively if you're a Forex trader. And if you're not, and you're interested in finding out about Forex, how to get on the right path to begin your journey. So today specifically, I'm going to give you five juicy tips to power up your Forex trading, including my one specific secret weapon. If you don't know who I am, I'm Kim Crumpus, or you don't recognize my voice, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about myself. There's information out on the internet about me, but here's just a couple of nuggets about me. I'm a California certified public accountant. I don't practice. I'm a full-time trader. I've been 21 years in the market. I live in the beautiful California wine country, except for when it's on fire. It's not so beautiful. And I am the founder of the Price Action Traders Institute. I want to ask you a couple of questions before I get into the five juicy tips, because I want to know, and I just want you to think. You don't have to answer, obviously, but do any of these things sound like you? You've been trading for a few years and you're still struggling to make consistent profits, or perhaps you're thinking about learning how to trade Forex and you want to avoid some of the mistakes a lot of traders make when they first begin. And maybe you've spent thousands of dollars taking a lot of different courses and hundreds of hours only to be disappointed because you just can't seem to make money using or use their method. You can't apply it. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or you've been trading for a while. In this webinar, I hopefully want to help you break free into a new way of thinking about the Forex market and give you another way of looking at things and considering how to trade it. I just asked you a bunch of questions if anything sounded like you. Now I want to know, have you ever felt this way, especially those who have been trading? When you look at your charts to find a trade, does it send you into a tailspin of confusion and doubt? I know a lot of traders, myself included, in the early days when I would first sit down to trade, my brain couldn't process a lot of times of what I was looking at. And there's a very specific reason why, which we'll talk about in a bit. Does each trade plan that you come up with take hours of time and research? And when you're done, you're still not sure about it. Or do you ever get the feeling that you're just never going to get this, no matter how much money or time you spend at it? I know I felt that way for several years in the early period of trading. And do you ever wonder why most traders you hang out with aren't making it too? There's some clues in that. And then lastly, this one is kind of a newer one since we've had podcasts and more YouTube videos, but are you tired of listening to podcasts or watching videos made by internet marketers posing as traders or worse, as psychologists? So I know that a lot of traders listen to podcasts, and I've seen some of them on Twitter because that's where I kind of hang out and my clients hang out on Twitter because we're live in the market. And there's some of these podcasts out there that I just roll my eyes at because they are the typical get rich quick scheme presentation. So wouldn't it be nice though, if trading wasn't so painful? And here's the good news. It doesn't have to be, right? You just need someone to give you access to the right information and some insight and guidance from a real trader. So someone who's in the market. If you go on Twitter and you look at Price Action Kim, you'll see, or at UK to Asia, you'll see my London session guy, Kevin. We trade alongside our traders. So we're in the market. We're live. We're there with you. All right. So let's go ahead. I promised you I was going to give you some juicy tips to power up your trading. So I want to talk about the five right now, and then we'll go into each one of them a little more in depth, not too much. The first one is I want you to give up multiple time frame analysis. That's one thing that a lot of traders are taught to do early on is look at multiple time frames. I want you to eliminate backtesting. Backtesting has been promoted by obviously people, marketers who have created wonderful backtesting software to make you think you're in the market. So we want to get rid of that. I also want to suggest that you give up the need to know why prices moved. And then the fourth one is using tight stops and fierce money management. And that means money management that there are no breaks in your rules and that you follow it no matter what, no matter how painful it is to take a loss. And then the fifth one is use a simple and repeatable trade planning process. And if you look at the first three, give up multiple timeframe analysis, eliminate backtesting, give up the need to know why prices move, those I categorize as time wasting and energy sucking for traders. They bring you down rabbit holes that typically lead to you not being able to make more money or more profits on your trades and just end up, you know, you end up feeling empty and kind of upset. I want to say pissed off. So pardon my French. The last two, though, increase your energy as a trader and build your confidence. So if we get rid of these first three things on the left, we're going to increase our energy and build our confidence as traders substantially more than if we keep those first three and then add the last two on. So it's really important that you understand your energy and your confidence level are something that you want to protect, and you want to make sure that you're in the best position possible to capitalize on the market when it does move. All right. So tip number one, give up multiple time frame analysis. Before I get into this, this will probably be the only slide that will be in here that actually shows charts. So I'm not going to go into a lot of charts and make your eyes spin and your head wobble. I want to talk to you more as it's really kind of, this is based on mindset, if you will. So I'm not a big believer in everything is based on a chart. So that's why today's presentation, there's not going to be a lot of charts in it. So that's just kind of a little disclaimer warning. So there's a myth for the at-home retail level trader that he or she has to look at multiple timeframes when doing a trade plan. And they believe that you have to, or the trader believes that they have to analyze these timeframes in order to get what's called confirmation. So if we see something on a 15 minute, we want to look on a 30 minute, we want to look on a 1 hour, that's the typical sequence, and maybe even go up to a 4 hour. All right. So what happens to us though, when we start doing that, when we start jumping around, especially when we're in the market. And here's what happens. You get a lot of conflicting information that appears between timeframes, and that will just add to your confusion and ratchet up your fear level. And the other thing is, it often will stop traders dead in their tracks. I know it did me. It becomes this thing you've heard of probably in other areas of your life, analysis paralysis. If you start looking at too many things and there's so many choices, and hey, that's kind of the climate that we live in, right? There's a lot of choices out there, a lot of choices at the, you know, from the grocery store to what insurance plan you're going to be under. There's a ton, a plethora of choices. And what ends up happening often is traders will throw up their arms in frustration and just say, I can't decide. I don't know what to do. And they stop dead. And this results in what I just said, you do nothing. You end up doing nothing as a trader, and you often will miss great trades. And this creates this endless cycle of doubt or self-doubt that goes on in your head. So let's look at an actual chart example of what a typical trader has been taught to do. On the left-hand side, this is a 15-minute chart of the British pound, and we have a couple of trend lines drawn here in red, and then we have a moving average cross here, a simple, and we have a simple MACD. Now, I've simplified this just for this demonstration, of course. And then we look to, like I talked about, we go to the 15, 30 minute and 1 hour sequence, right? And they leave the trend lines as drawn here, on here, or they might even draw other trend lines to make it even more complex. And then the same thing on the 1 hour, the trend lines are left from the 15 minute chart. We have moving averages that haven't crossed. We've got them crossing over here, and we've got them crossing over here. We've got a MACD that looks completely different on each one of the timeframes. So the typical trader has been taught to look at this sequence and then say, okay, well, I've confirmed it on the 30 minute and the 1 hour, but how do they confirm it? And as you can see, or maybe you can't see if you're new, which set of trend lines do you use? Which MACD do you pay attention to? And worst for many traders is, where's your entry and your stop going to be placed? And so it just creates this road obstacle after obstacle after obstacle before a trader can decide to get into a trade. And that's what creates the analysis paralysis. So tip number one, we're going to give up multiple time frame analysis. Let's go ahead and get into tip number two. So tip number two is I want you to consider eliminating backtesting. If you're already doing it, great. You're ahead of a lot of people, a lot of traders. Backtesting is like a bad version of a video game. There is really no likeness to live trading whatsoever. If you've been on a backtester, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, just think of it as playing a video game. There's nothing real about it. One of the solutions that traders will take is to trade in a demo account to get a feel for the market, for market action. But really, the better solution is to trade a real account with the lowest possible amount of risk to see how your emotions play out. When you trade in a demo account, demo accounts are really great for a couple of things. One, the most important thing is to learn the functionality of your platform. You have to learn how to get in and out of trades, how to place stops, how to place take profits, how to close them. You have to learn everything about your platform. So that's really what a demo account is good for. A demo account, again, is good for practicing. So practicing your setups a few times, but really it's with the understanding that you're really practicing to make sure you can execute a trade properly when the time comes in a real account. So demo accounts don't give you also, just like a simulator or a backtester, doesn't really give you a real feel for market action. So the best choice, again, the best solution is to trade in a real account, low leverage. So you want to save your time and save your money and get rid of backtesting. So now I want to talk about six key reasons backtesting doesn't work for people. As I just said, you never get a real feel of market action. So there's no consequences that you ever feel or you have to deal with. So there's no times when you have to say, okay, this trade is going south on me. I'm going to go ahead and move my stop. If you do it in a backtester, you're never going to pay the price of doing it in a real account. And you're never going to pay the price emotionally either, which is the most important. The backtesting software also never shows you exactly what your broker will do. And there's a complete lack of transparency. And if you've been in the Forex market like I have, you know that it is still the wild, wild west when it comes to Forex brokers. They are not fully regulated. So what we see as pricing on one broker may be completely different. I live here in the US. I use Oanda. That broker will have different pricing sometimes from my traders that are located in Australia or the UK or even Europe, because they're using different brokers, different platforms. So what we say is you have to use what your broker shows you. On a backtester, it will never give you that data exactly about what your broker will do in any circumstance. So there's a complete lack of transparency. A backtester also creates this false sense of, oh yeah, this strategy, it's it. And you go from a backtester and you think, wow, this is great, man. I'm going to make millions. I'm going to be driving a Ferrari and living at the beach, to, oh crap, when you get to a real account, this isn't anything like what the real market is. You also, when you use a backtester, you miss out on the impact of red news events and how to trade them. We teach a very specific strategy on how to trade red news events. First, how to identify if it's a tradable event, and then actually how to trade it. All right. So you'll never be able to look at more than one pair. And this one is really big for me when you backtest, which means that you'll miss out on this entire segment of what traders will often call across the board signals. Meaning we're looking at multiple pairs, maybe six pairs or eight pairs. In our case, we look at eight. And we want to see some synchronicity. So we don't want to see, maybe the euro just moving by itself and the Australian dollar dead in the water. We might be looking for across the board moves, meaning everything is moving in synchronicity. The dollar is strong across the board. So we want to look at multiple pairs. When you're in a backtester, you can't really do that. You can't get the feel of really reading price action. Plus, you can speed up the candles, right? So that leads me to my last thing, which is trading on a back testing. You can like plow through 6 months of charts in 2 days, and that's not real world trading. And it really will leave you with no actionable skills or lessons when you trade on a back tester. So can you tell? I don't like back testers. So get rid of them. Do yourself a favor. Tip number three, give up the need to know why prices moved. So I want to ask you, why shouldn't you care about the why? I think that's funny. Why care about the why? Anyway, you say you want to make money, right? The Forex market is huge. So leave your economics or business degree or your big brain behind when you sit down to trade. This was one of the biggest lessons Kim had to learn herself. I have an advanced degree in economics and I'm a CPA, right? Two deadly combination of things for my ego, which was pretty big when it came to trading. I thought I could figure it out because I was, oh yeah, smart. And I thought that I would understand why the dollar moved. Okay, so here's the give up the need to know why. And it was like the biggest, the biggest hurdle and obstacle for me getting into becoming a profitable trader, because I thought I could figure it out. I thought I should know it. And boy, was I ever wrong. So I tell traders, and I used to tell them years ago, I had to check my ego at the door before I walked into my office to sit down to trade, because I had to assume I knew nothing and that I didn't know what prices were going to do. All right. So that's, you know, I know this one very well, and I'm very close to it. So it means a lot. If you can get this, if you understand what I mean, a lot of traders, I have traders who are doctors, engineers, lawyers, and they're very smart people, but that smartness does us no good when it comes, you know, when it comes to trading. So big lesson there. And hopefully some of you are hearing this. Forex market is huge, right? There's no way any of us can know why prices move. We want to leave that to the analysts to chew on. We don't want to try to figure it out. That's not my job. That's not our job. Our job is to make money, is to identify a trade according to our trade plan, according to our rules, our criteria, and make money or manage our risk, right? So while you're trying to figure out the why, and I have traders do this in the middle of a news event in particular. Why is the trade, you know, why is the pair moving? Why is the dollar sinking when it should be going up? And they've probably missed the move. They're like so focused on trying to know why this is happening instead of understanding that, hey, is there a setup? Is it according to your plan? You need to get in that move. So I always joke in my weekly webinars that I host with my membership, figuring out why prices move is really good to be discussed over a nice cocktail and appetizers while at the beach, not when you're trading. In fact, successful traders stick to rules and they trade their criteria and they don't worry about the why. They may afterwards, like I said, with a good cocktail, sitting watching the sunset with your friends who are traders, if you do that. But other than that, when you're on the screens, forget about it. All right. Tip number three. Continued, four positive results when you give up the need to know why. You're better positioned to quickly adapt to price action in front of you. This helps you stay focused in the now instead of worrying about the why. All right. So when you focus on the price action, it actually gives you an unfair advantage over other traders when it comes to booking profitable trades. It's one less thing that you think about. You'll find it easier to leave preconceived ideas or beliefs about price moves, and it prepares you for anything that might happen in the market. You know, Mark Douglas, who's been one of the most important trainers of traders' mindset who ever lived and taught traders, really said, you know, there's never a way to know why something does what it does or why a market moves. And all it takes is one trader to get on to your trade and blow up your trade. So the more you know, leave these ideas, like I used to have traders say to me, well, it's FOMC day, so the market's going to be flat. It might be. But then again, there's been days when it's like gangbusters before FOMC comes out. So we want to, you know, when you give up that need to know why, you can draw drop all these prior beliefs that you have about what price should do or might do, and it just prepares you better. And then most importantly, knowing the why is not going to give you better results as a trader, right? So, and that's what, you know, we're about, is getting the right and best results we can. Let's move on to tip number four. So tip number four was use tight stops and fierce money management. And Paul Tudor Jones, who probably, if you've been in the trading world, you know who he is. At the end of the day, the most important thing thing is how good you are at risk control. And that is so true, right? Mindset is important, but risk control, if you don't have that, you won't be left with any mindset to worry about. So you have to get good at risk control. And here's old Paul on the left-hand side of your screen. And another quote of his is, he says, which I live by this, to make great sums of money, you first have to learn how to lose much smaller sums of it when you are wrong. All right. So this helps you maximize your profitability when you use tight stops and fierce money management. In our group, I teach everyone to use an 8 to 12 pip stop max period, hard line there. No playing with that number, no moving stops, no second guessing. And we also recommend that you trade extremely small leverage, 0.25% to 0.5%. So there's no 2% trades, no 5% risk. I don't do any of that stuff. I used to. I don't believe in it anymore, especially after the global financial crisis. Everything changed in the Forex market for Forex traders. So we want to use tight stops and low risk because it really helps with feelings of fear and doubt. And this is one of the techniques that traders will use when they've had a losing streak. In fact, in our last week's webinar, we talked about being on a losing streak because we've had a lot of days in the Forex market where it's just been very choppy and there hasn't been any moves to sink our teeth into. And then the market will move, right? I mean, it doesn't stay flat and choppy all the time, but most of the time it does. So we've been experiencing that. And so what the suggestion was is, look, if you're not at the lowest amount of leverage right now, maybe you drop yourself down and maybe you drop the number of trades you want to take in the morning. So those things help with your mindset temporarily until the market, you can get into the market and you build your confidence back up with some winning trades. All right. Tip number five, use a simple and repeatable trade planning process. And simple works. Okay. I've seen it over and over again. There's a lot of books actually written about simple long before it became popular. This was what my entire planning process is based on. It's called a 20-second trade plan. It's super simple, right? And here's a doctor from my group who said to someone else who was considering joining us and saying, you know, you'll start questioning if trading could really be simplified this much. And he was spot on, right? So there are six reasons that a simple, but most importantly, a repeatable process. So it has to be repeatable. We don't reinvent the wheel every time we look at a chart. I mean, once you learn our trade planning process, you'll see that 95% of our traders, and once they get it down, are trading pretty much the same trades because it is a repeatable process. So a repeatable trade planning process is like having a template, and templates are easy to use every day. There's no reinventing the wheel, right? People like to use a template for thank you letters, for anniversary speeches. They like to use something that's simple. They don't have to recreate or invent something new. It leaves out the guesswork. So you know exactly what to do. It makes analysis paralysis a thing of the past when you have something that's repeatable. And also the big thing is it promotes a positive attitude about trading because you're not so overwhelmed with, oh, I don't know what to do all the time. Or if I do this, am I going to be wrong? And it helps when you join others who use the same process and it helps you feel like you're on the right track. It doesn't mean that you'll get a winning trade because we never know what will happen. But the point is we have a process. It's simple and it's repeatable and can be used pretty much by anyone. So here's six more benefits of a simple planning process. It builds confidence, right? So if something's simple, it builds your confidence. You can do it over and over. You learn quickly. We can apply it to any currency pair. Anyone can do it. You don't need an advanced degree, special software. You don't need to be old, young. You can be any of those things, rich, poor, and you'll know exactly what we look for on our charts. And the big benefit is you'll start enjoying trading again. I have this module in the Command Your Trading course that's Wake Up Excited to Trade. And I don't mean that in a like, oh, I'm just going to trade everything. It's more like, hey, what did the charts do? I want to know. I'm ready. I know what to look for. It's an empowering feeling for traders. So let's just summarize all of these. Give up multiple time frame analysis. Eliminate your back testing. It's useless. Give up the need to know why prices move. Use tight stops and fierce money management. And use a simple and repeatable trade planning process. Again, we're not looking at charts. This is the foundation for traders, really. And then this last thing, simplifying your trading. My secret weapon here really is get rid of your indicators and watch your trading success take off. And you might be saying, what? Is she kidding? Right. Well, I just want you to think of this. I know it's hard. It was hard for me initially 12 years ago, but this is a secret weapon myself and thousands of traders who have come through the virtual doors of the Price Action Traders Institute have used. And imagine if you didn't need any of these. No indicators, pivot points, no fibs, no special charts, no poker playing skills, no patterns, no harmonics, no degree in economics, no hedge fund experience, no institutional experience, no astrology experience, no time-wasting trade rooms. And this is, there's a lot more that could be added to this list, but I think you get the point. I don't have to beat it. But if you didn't have to use any of these, just think about the time that you would free up, right? There's a woman who wrote a book. Her name is Lisa Bedell. I think it's called Why Simplicity Wins or Simplicity Wins or something like that. But she had a great quote on her TED Talk. And she said, why do we get so mad when people waste our money? But we don't get as mad when people waste our time. And I think that's really true in trading. So a lot of times if you go into forums, you'll see people bashing people for, you know, hey, this person charges $50 for their whatever course or signals or whatever. But yet people will fall down rabbit holes for years sometimes. And they never get as fiercely mad at that for people wasting their time. They get more mad at, you know, spending $50 to learn something. All right. So I want you to consider simplifying your trading. In fact, I think, you know, I'm going to be a little snarky because I can be that way sometimes. Who wakes up saying, I can't wait to tackle all those blog posts about the Dantian channel and harmonics? I feel so inspired by them and my trading will be forever changed. So make simplification a habit. All right. No one wakes up saying they want to learn all, you know, read all these posts. At least I don't. I want to get to the point. So here's what I want to ask you. Are you ready, you know, to build your confidence, maybe back up if you're in a slump or just you want to build it as a trader, ready to simplify your trading routine so you're not so weighed down as a trader, ready to free up more of your day to do the things that you love outside of trading? I do a lot of things. I recently bought one of those. I don't know if you've heard of them, Hydros. They're an indoor rower. It's like the indoor rowing machine of Peloton. So it's got a big screen. You row with Olympic rowers, past Olympic rowers and coaches. And so there's all kinds of things you can do. Go out to dinner, go to the beach. I live in the wine country. So obviously there's a lot to do here outdoors. Ready to stop wasting time and money studying indicators and backtesting, ready to learn a simple and repeatable trade planning process, ready to turn maybe your not so great trading results around and learn how you can start making money. So today I put together a special package for traders who are maybe interested in giving us a go and joining our membership to see what we're like, taking our training and our course, Ready to Command Your Trading. I've put this together with 2 months in the Patty membership for free. So you'll get the course plus the membership, and that can be found and you can read all about it at priceactiontradersinstitute.com/conference. But I'll just give you a quick overview, not to waste your time. But in the course, here's what some of the modules that you'll get. Jumpstart your trade. And here's the Wake Up Excited to Trade module that I talked about. The Art of Risk Management. Here's where you learn the 20-second trade plan. Trade the clear directional move. This is our trend trading trade that we take. Learn our breakout trade, our range breakout trade, and how explosive moves can really add to your bottom line, your overall profits. Learn how we book profits. The only three important candlesticks, they're not patterns, they're just candlesticks that you need to know. How to track your trading performance using a free trade journal where you don't have to spend money on a fancy software package. You can do it by hand. In fact, it's recommended that you do. And then the bonus, we have a bonus inside of there, Red News trading strategies. I mentioned to you about Red News. Learn how I trade Red News, and I'll teach you exactly what to look for and how to decide whether or not you want to get into a Red News trade. You'll also get our MT4 template, which cleans up your charts. And you'll see that we use the same charting in our trade planning session. So everyone's on the same page, so to say. And then everything is in video format. So you can watch videos or you can listen to them on your phone, MP3s, while you work out or garden or whatever you do. And then there's also PDFs and checklists inside the course. So there's a lot more in there. So in the Patty membership, you get 2 months included. Like I said, if you decide to go ahead and join us, And inside that, we bring the 22nd trade planning process to life. Again, I walk you through downloading and installing your MT4. You're part of this great community of traders. So you're with other people who trade the exact same system. So you never feel alone when you're trading. And we plan trades with you 3 days a week. I do the New York session Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Kevin, my guy who actually now lives in Thailand, but is from London, handles the London session Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings. There's also a complete video library of all of our past trainings that you can access as a member. And then as a member, we do live webinar trainings on Wednesdays. And in fact, we have one coming up in an hour and a half for our members. So also, you'll see that if you miss a session, no problem. Everything is recorded and placed inside the members area. So for instance, we have an area just for the New York trade planning sessions. All right. So you can, if you want to look back, maybe you missed a morning or you weren't sure about what I said, you can go and listen to any one of these sessions, or you're not sure what Kevin said, you can listen to his session. So everything's neatly arranged inside the members area. So you always have access to it. And then finally, so again, you can get the entire course, Command Your Trading, plus 2 months in the Patty membership for a special price today of only $349. All right. So I'd really like to have some of you join us, and you can, again, go here just to get this special offer at priceactiontradersinstitute.com/conference. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. You can always reach me through the contact page on our website or info@priceactiontradersinstitute.com. So if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them, David. And if not, I'd like to say again, thank you for hosting this and thank you for inviting me.
Do you see the chat window?
Yeah, I just saw it. Yeah. Okay. Do I click on it here? Lost audio. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like.
Yes. Do you have a daily? I can see that one. Do you have a daily target and stop trading for the day? We have a risk management that, you know, and each person wants to figure out what it is for them. So for some traders, it's if you lose 30 pips, you want to cut yourself off for the day. We don't put targets on our profits, although we have targets on our charts for where you want to take profits. So that's a little bit different. And all trades are closed at the end of a session. So our London session traders, for instance, do not roll into the New York session. They might hold a trade into the New York session if it's locked in profits. But when we're done trading for the day and everything is closed. So we never sleep with the trade open overnight or over the weekend. All right. Heidi, is this price per month or a one-time? This is a one-time price, $349. And it will get you 2 months in the membership and access, lifetime access to the course itself. If you decide you want to stay on after the 2 months in the membership, because the membership kind of brings all the training to life, right? You get to see me plan the trades in the morning so that you know exactly what to do and when to do it. So if you want to stay on, it becomes only $99 a month, and that's half the normal price. Normally, we charge $197 a month for the membership. Okay. But if you get in on this special and you do decide to stay, it's only $99 a month. Hi, Jean. Thank you. Great presentation. I meet all of your criteria for not. Yes, but have had thousands of dollars of instruction. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Thank you for your compliment. No. John says, in the past, I've seen collaboration with people who teach market maker method. Does this method form a part of your methodology? Not at all. Nope, not at all. This is price action based strictly. I always thought that market maker method stuff in the Forex was just a big myth. And I have some inside information on that, but I'm not comfortable to share it. Jean says, can you summarize price action based? Yeah, it's basically not using indicators. It's using candlesticks, and we're trend traders if you want to summarize it that way. So everything we do is based on prices, not on patterns, indicators, anything of that nature. So for instance, you don't have to read, what's his name? The guy who taught, Steve Nissan, who taught Japanese candlestick patterns. I took his courses years ago, spent, you know, a lot of money, read his book, had his book, learned all these, you know, black crow walking sideways on a fence at the beach patterns, and just gave it all up. I don't need that stuff, because you end up spending a lot of your time just like trying to focus. Is that a black crow walking sideways on a fence at the beach pattern? Well, maybe it is on a 15 minutes or on a 30 minutes, but anyway, that's price action. It's strictly price. Oh, sure, John, just send me an email through info at price priceactiontradersinstitute.com. Be happy to answer your questions privately, no problem. Oh, what size bars do you trade? That's a great question. So we trade candlesticks, Neil, but we use only 15-minute charts. So 15-minute time frame is our sweet spot. And we never look around, so we don't have to jump. Like I said, we don't jump to a 1 hour ever. Some of the new people, when they come in and they're used to doing that, looking for confirmation, they'll do it for a while and then they'll realize that that's not helping me. In fact, it's confusing me. So they will typically give it up. It's very freeing when you are able to just focus on one specific time frame. Some good questions. Thank you. All right. Well, I think if that's it, I will say goodbye. Thank you again, everyone, for participating, for listening. Oh, whoop, I got a question from Gray. What advantage do you have when your data feed does not include volume or who is buying and selling? Well, it doesn't matter in the Forex market at all. One of the reasons is that you never really know who's buying and what. The Forex market is so huge, right? So even though you might have it as an available option on your charts, it really, again, it does you no good. Gene, I use MT4 with OANDA. Yep. Most Forex traders use MT4, like 95% of them do. In fact, I have a broker support arm team that helps traders wherever you live figure out what the best account is for you based on using our methodology. So we use tight stops, as I mentioned, 8 to 12 pips. And when you use tight stops, you have to have a broker that has a very low spread. So you want a broker that keeps spreads under control because it will help you stay in a trade and also without getting hit on your stop. Yes, in US, you have to pretty much use OANDA. That's the one that we use. We don't have many choices in the US. Our friends overseas, though, have a lot of other choices. I saw a podcast from a Forex guy that was showing a broker that had 1,000 leverage. And I just about like lost my mind. I was like, how dangerous is that? I think it was in Grenadine or Grenada. I don't know, somewhere where I'm like, oh my God, it's so risky. Now, Gray says Forex brokers often go broke with clients' money. What is the small guy to do? Well, don't trade with a risky broker. OANDA has been around forever. It's, you know, it hasn't gone broke. The last time I remember brokers going broke was 2015, when the Swiss franc was pegged unexpectedly overnight. And again, we don't hold positions overnight. So none of our traders were at risk. And if there was someone who did that, because we did have one person in the group, he was out of the UK. He eventually got his money out of his account. It took 9 months. It was through FXCM UK or something. So anyway, yeah, them going broke. I mean, the NFA has come in and really tightened up. That's why there's very few US brokers. But overseas, it's still really, really, really Wild West. Gene says, I've used OANDA for several years. What is the learning curve to switch over to MT4? You know, I don't know. I mean, are you used to using candlestick charts, Gene? If you are, it should be really easy. I mean, obviously there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but I would say if you're an experienced trader, you said you've used OANDA for several years, then it should be less than a week and you're like rocking and rolling, is my guess. Edward says, can your method be used to swing trade holding? No, we hold nothing overnight. No. Yes, very much so. Candlesticks. Yeah. Then you should be able to make the leap fairly quickly. And like I said, we have a template that you get that is I walk you through downloading it, installing it, setting it to the right settings, and then you're good to go. So when you join me or Kevin in a trade planning session, you will see the same chart that I'm looking at. Yeah, Edward, unfortunately, you have to watch charts a little bit constantly. I mean, yeah, you have to be present. You can't just like set and forget. This is not set and forget. I don't want anyone to think that. Neil says, you talk about 10 to 12 pip stops. What are the profit targets typically? At least minimum, 1.5 to anywhere from up to 10. It depends again on the market conditions. So you can say to yourself, well, and you'll see if you join, there's our template. Once you open a trade, only when you open a trade, our template actually prints the target, the profit targets on your chart. So you know exactly where you're going for where target one is, target two is, et cetera. And it's all price-based. Once you close that trade, those all disappear because we want really clean charts when we're looking at it. Hey, Gene. Yay. All right. Look forward to working with you then. All right. So really, if you went to my website right now, priceactiontradersinstitute.com, and you went to the Command Your Trading course screen, this course sells for $9.97 typically, okay, by itself. But like I said, Anka and David have invited me, I think this is my third time presenting to the group. And so I've agreed to, you know, give everyone a special offer that listens to this conference or attends this conference. So if you know anyone who's interested, you may want to tell them to, you know, check it out. And if anyone has any questions, again, you can reach me on my website through the contact page, or you can just send an email to info@priceactiontradersinstitute.com.